Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the planning board meeting. And basically, you know, some of our routine kinds of notifications relate to fire safety and ethics. The fire safety notification is just to remind folks that there are doors with illuminated exit signs, and should there be, a fire alarm or other evidence of fire, if you leave through one of those doorways, you'll see another illuminated doorway, which will take you to the outside of the safety. So with that being said, we also need to note that if anyone appearing before the board as a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon that person to make the relationship known under state law and the town code of ethics. With several of our members being present, but not a full quorum, the meeting we'll discuss the agenda items, but as Councilor Bailey said, the discussions and arrangements will be subject to approval by a majority of members of the board at a separate meeting, either in person or by electronic media. So I guess to begin with, our first item relates to Planning Board File 2523, which is on Angle Road, and James and Deborah Smith are looking for pre-application findings relative to the merger of two lots. So I would invite those folks to come up, take a chair, sign in so that it's easy for those to get your name spelled right and stuff.
Right.
And I guess we know your names from
good evening.
Good evening. I guess tell us a little bit about
The land has been in our family for probably close to 100 years, and just recently, this was the last part of the land that my dad had. My dad had passed away close to 2 years ago, and when the estate got settled, I actually inherited this land, and I'm looking to take the back lot, which is close to 5 acres maybe, plus a lot out front to combine the two to merge, that I can be able to sell it as one buildable lot. Is my intention.
Okay. So the notion is that your intention, as you're saying, would be to sell it as a single buildable
Correct.
Lot.
Excellent.
Yeah. As opposed to building on it yourself.
Correct.
We will break down the rules. We don't need to.
I understand.
We already did.
I would point out, Mr. Chairman, there's no discretion on the part of the planning board here. As long as the pre-application sheet is activated. Thank you.
Is there any thoughts that the board member may wish to express? That basically, the one thing that you'll need to do is to provide, some acceptable documentation in terms of survey and such to the assessor's office.
Which I've done.
You've done that, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So,
Jim, when did you do that?
I'm sorry?
When did you do that?
When did I do that?
Because I know I sent you out a letter
yes.
a couple weeks ago.
You got it there, let's see.
Right here, I have one.
The survey was done on March 9th of this year.
Does he have the structures on it?
Have what?
Is there a barn, is there a shed, is there...
There's nothing on this land at all.
Oh, okay.
There's no buildings, it's all trees.
Because the message I got from the assessor's office, they needed to know where the structures were so they could allocate the value of the land. But if there's no structure...
On this land, there is no structure.
Okay, I'll talk to the assessor tomorrow then.
Okay.
Any questions?
How much is the frontage?
The frontage out front is 80 feet wide, which goes 400 feet deep. And then there's to the left, it's 200 feet wide by close to 1,200 feet deep. So there's approximately almost 6 acres of land total.
So I just have a question now. For our two frontage...
I'll stop you, Dr. Jerome. This is the cover sheet. So really to discuss the project and the property is unnecessary. All we're doing is accepting the cover sheet on the right, which I presume is complete for our...
Yes, it is.
So there's no need to require this. We'll be back.
I have a question. Is there something that's wrong here that we're doing?
No, ma'am, this is purely administrative. This is putting your name and address in the file.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll beat you up later.
I don't think so.
I guess, you know, if there's a problem building something out or whatever, you know, then that's where the use would come out of it. But right now, it's just putting two parcels together. With that being said,
I'll do it. Go ahead. Okay. Regarding Planning Board Subdivision File 25-2023, the following pre-application findings are made based upon the submitted survey received on 8/7/2023, and the applicant have detailed the total acreage is 5.88 plus or minus acres. The desired zoning classification is R2 zone. The number of possible stages of completion is one. The applicant's position with respect to the title is owner. All public notices have been filed. The zoning will remain as is. Access to surrounding properties is through Angle Road. Recreation fees will be provided in accordance with Section 144-70E of the town code and shall be paid or provided prior to the final plat plan public hearing. Subdivision development fees per Section 144-70D of the town code shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. Public hearing fees shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. The applicant shall complete and submitted the short EAF for this unlisted CEQA action. The applicant shall submit a survey or a diagram acceptable to the town assessment department that shows all partial inventory, structures, etc. that are included with the merger.
I'll second.
Thank you.
The question, those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 There being only ayes heard, good luck. This is a clerical, you know, just technical kind of thing, but okay.
Tom, do they need to see you next? It's vacant land.
This is a pure merger of vacant land. It doesn't produce a drawing that's acceptable to this board. There's no engineering involved.
Okay. Okay.
I have a question.
Yep.
We get a separate, a new SBA L number?
Yep.
When does that happen?
At the end.
At the end of?
This whole proceeding.
I think the.
Okay. Remy Woods, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
After 100 years.
Yeah, 100 years. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our second item is planning board file 9/2018, 5245 Murphy Road, the Tally Development, located on the east side of Murphy Road, zone FR. And the job for the evening is to review and, if appropriate, accept the application by the, this is purely a technical issue establishing all the property, the exact configuration by the property.
You don't know.
And mention, and possibly to
So it was three and one.
Hearing for preliminary approval.
On this, it says two and three.
So I would guess with no one here.
Yeah, there, two and three.
The Tally.
Because they're on the tax bills.
I guess the way. Mr. Orfield, if I can, has everything for the pre-application? Has everything for the pre-application?
Everything for pre-app has been submitted.
It's all submitted?
Yep.
It's all accurate?
To the best of my knowledge.
That's golden. I would guess at this point, since there is a notion of authorizing the chairman set a public hearing when deemed appropriate, a public hearing for preliminary approval when it's appropriate, I believe I should not make a motion.
So regarding planning board 09/2018, pre-application findings motion, regarding planning board subdivision file 09/2018, filing pre-application motions are made based on the submitted sketch of plan received 10/17/22, and the applicant had detail. The total acreage is 19.89 plus or minus acres. Desired zoning classification is SR senior housing. Number of possible stages of completion is one. The applicant's position with respect to title is owner. All public notices have been filed. The zoning will remain as is. Access to Route 265 properties is through Murphy Road. Recreation fees will be provided in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code and shall be paid and provided prior to the final plat plan public hearing. Subdivision development fees per section 144-70E of the town code shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. Public hearing fees shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. The applicant has completed and submitted the long EIS for this unlisted seeker application. And the board member you to authorize chairman to set a public hearing when he deems appropriate.
I second that.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Our last item is concept review. Usually entails an easel board and.
Oh, for your.
Which is good, which is good. We'd like to see what's going on there.
Right.
And essentially, it would appear that the arch cutting tool is looking for some kind of a storage facility.
Well, they're putting an addition on their existing building. I don't know 100% what it's going to be used for, but it's going to be attached to their existing building on the north end.
there's two additions, two phases, total of 8,400 square feet on the north end of the site. Are you familiar with where the property is?
Yes.
The American Legion, New American Legion in the front. This is way in the back.
Yeah.
The addition's on the far north end. We're also going to make some parking modifications. When we're done, we'll have an additional 21 parking spaces, which will bring us up to what the code requires, including the new addition, both phases. The whole entire property is 15.87 acres, zone industrial. It's allowed use. I don't believe we need any variances. We're just here to start the process.
The only concern there would be how far back it would be, you know, from Ellen in terms of the conditions of the original approval. But our town engineering department tells us that we set back.
It's hard to come back from the front.
That's way back.
See, I'm drawing.
Yeah, like American Legion site is up here. Their new property, we're way back here. And the property is 1,200 feet deep.
Again, I realize, I mentioned this before, but I didn't know if you were aware of the reason why that situation is as it is. The railroad would not allow the petitioner to put a driveway across the tracks. So they had to put in an entrance to the railroad road. I guess
that's the benefit of your tenure on the board, you know that.
Sorry. It keeps it residential on Ellen. Sometimes distribution is not very important.
Well, notice I didn't say your age.
Although I am very accepting to that. So, and
I have no questions.
Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about, any uses or any other kinds of things. There would be nothing there.
No, and again, it's going to be connected into access through the existing building. So,
okay.
So there's really no additional parking. Right. The gray, the dark gray on the bottom of here and here are additional parking spaces. That they need, not necessarily just for the addition, but they need additional parking just for their function today. They have 16 acres, so they have plenty of room to expand if they need to, but this is what they feel that they need.
Any stormwater runoff?
There is an existing stormwater management area on site, and we'll be tying in the existing stormwater management area.
Do you think the tie-in to the existing site is sufficient, given you're losing some, soil and adding parking?
Right. We did do calculations. We submitted with our, we actually submitted for our full engineer plans, even though we're just here for concept. And as part of that, the stormwater calculations are in there and should be fine.
It's over. The original plan is over side.
Yeah. I think it was designed in anticipation of them expanding at some point.
Yeah, there is a like tripling in size of where all the original structure. You're just adding a little bit more in that.
Right. Less than an acre of disturbance to do, so we don't have to abide by the DEC speed requirements, just the county requirements.
It is good to see business growing in an industrial park.
I agree.
Being in concept review, the only thing that we would do is offer thoughts, which is you've heard already, and so there's no formal decision.
Sorry. Owen Williams with Etching Owen Associates. Is there any reason we couldn't get full approval tonight? Is there anything that you could do to help move it along? Their client is in, a dire situation to get some additional space to help, keep, increasing their jobs and doing all, and increasing their production as they, fortunately continue to grow. Is there any reason that we would have to wait another month for a relatively simple plant?
At this point, we have a process, the first process, concept, and then we look at preliminary approval. We have to hold some kind of a public hearing, and then we move to final. Sometimes, in some cases, where there are no issues at all in preliminary, to move ahead and do my mining. But, you know, that's not on the agenda, we have to stick to the public, Mr. Chairman.
Engineer, we just received a plan and reports. I just issued a fee review fee, once that paid on review, it's going to send back our comment. Camaro Woods, we can be able to make that comment, we turn around quickly.
Understood.
But it's not that.
Okay.
Right now, just for my benefit, there is no preliminary final, right? It's site plan, so it's just water approval.
Correct.
Right.
We have presented this evening from Parks County Schools, if you have any questions about use or not, if you have those this evening, if not, we could wait till next.
My suggestion is you wait until formal plans are filed and before we discuss here, make a formal presentation. Right now, really doesn't matter.
Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, I'm straight now. And with that, make motion to adjourn. You certainly could.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. Obviously, Gary.
Okay.